Donna with the Natural Resources Defense Council. I think conversation this afternoon has been great evidence of the depth of both these candidates' knowledge about the issue and their open-mindedness, and we urge confirmation.
Thank you. Yeah, she's got a bad ear.
Chairman Parada, members, Bonnie Holmes Jen with the American Lung Association of California. And we, of course, enthusiastically support both the confirmation of Dr. Balmes and Chairman Mary Nichols. And I just want to note that particularly our organizations, the American Lung Association and our medical section, the California Thoracic Society, have worked very closely with Dr. Balmes over the past 15 years as he's been a volunteer with our organization. So we have some personal experience with his tremendous scientific expertise and commitment to improving lung health. And you know, we think both individuals here are tremendous public servants and have the reputation, experience, and expertise to provide tremendous leadership for this world-class air quality agency. We urge their confirmation.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Chairman, Senator. I'm Charlie Peters, Clean Air Performance Professionals. We certainly love to see the possibility of considering the tax on the use of corn ethanol in California. We think that could certainly lower the price of gasoline today and food and leave a lot more water for us. It's been a very hot issue quite recently, and we'd certainly love to hear some answers on that possibility.
Thank you.
Senator Parada, members of the committee, Tim Carmichael with the Coalition for Clean Air, in strong support of both of these candidates' confirmation. I just want to share one comment. Senator Dutton brought up the experience of some members of the legislature at an air board meeting not too long ago, but I would encourage any of you to visit an air board meeting in the future, because I think both of these members, as much as anybody on the board, if not more so, ask tough questions of the staff, ask tough questions of the audience, and really think about the issues before they vote. And just one quick analogy, at the last board meeting, or two board meetings ago, I guess it was, there was a technical presentation on the research that ARB was funding, and Dr. Balmes was able to add into the conversation and translate very technical information into understandable information. You could see the eyes of the Air Board members start to clear up from a very glazed over to, oh, I really understand this now that Dr. Balmes has explained it. And that's just an example of how much these two bring to the board, and we really encourage your support for them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chairman Parada, Senators Dan Kalb, the Union of Concerned Scientists. I first want to say that the engineers and scientists at the Union of Concerned Scientists thoroughly vet all nominees to the Air Resources Board and other boards that have the technical expertise requirements. And when our staff vetted the experience and qualifications of Dr. John Balmes, we feel the administration hit a home run in this appointment. It's not easy to replace Dr. Henry Gong, who was on the board for so long and with a distinguished career, but we think the appointment of Dr. John Balmes is a very strong appointment. We urge his confirmation. And we also obviously support, very strongly support, the confirmation of Chairwoman Mary Nichols. She, as you was implied earlier, she certainly earned the respect of a broad array of stakeholders, not just on the Air Resources Board, her work there, but throughout her career. And she's done so while still maintaining a positive force in clearing the air and protecting the environment for generations to come. And we urge confirmation of both these nominees. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Bill McGavin with Sierra Club, California, in support of the confirmation of both Chair Nichols and Dr. Balmes. These are excellent appointees, and for the sake of our air and our atmosphere, we really need to keep them on the air board.
Thank you.
Sylvia Solis, on behalf of City of Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. The mayor strongly supports her nomination to the California Air Resources Board. In 2005, she was appointed to the Board of Water and Power Commissioners, where she helped lead the transformation of LADWP which is the largest municipal utility in the country, to a greener utility. Under the commission's leadership, DWP will get 20% of its electricity from renewable sources by 2010 and play a major part in getting the city to reduce its goal of greenhouse gas emissions by 35% below 1990 levels by 2030. The mayor believes and is confident that Ms. Nichols will provide the leadership that CARB needs, particularly at this time of the AB 32 implementation. Thank you very much.
Did you take the city's plane up here today?
No. Rena Venturini on behalf of the Calpine Corporation. Calpine was an early supporter of AB 32, and we also support Mrs. Nichols' confirmation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Senator Parada, members of the committee, Rachel McMahon with the Center for Energy Efficiency and Renewable Technologies, here to express our strong support for the appointment of both candidates to the Air Resources Board. Thank you.
Yes, Chair Parada, Senators Dave Mata said, I'm the director of the California Electric Transportation Coalition. We're a business association of California companies working on electric transportation technologies. Strongly urge confirmation.
Thank you. Anyone here in opposition? You already spoke once again. Split personality.